Fridays with at Diva Mary Kay and at Tay Black 84. Listen.
What up? It's your boy Slim the Phenomenon, and right about now you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen Diva Mary Kay and that boy Tay Black at Tay Black 84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Hold up. Yo, this the Wizard, Jay Dutch. You are now tuned in to the live Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black dropping nothing but hot indie artist music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com.
Squad up. It's an amazing situation going on over here. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 and press the one button to be heard. We got Bugsy Calhoun live in the building, dropping all of his hot hits. Big shout out to Split Star. Big shout out to Busta Rhymes. Big shout out to Paper Rock Records. We definitely doing it big. So y'all make sure y'all call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. I want to give a big shout out to Phenomenal Radio, where the power, where we put the power of the industry in the independent hands each and every day. Y'all make sure y'all check us out at www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. Also, jump in our chat room. Thank you, chat room. Of course, Diva has a tendency to forget about this chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Of course, we're going to be getting it in with Bugs. We're going to get into the hot 30-minute indie mix, and then we're going to get into the Educate and Regulate session. Y'all know how we do each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the East. Tell a friend to tell a friend that we on live. Let's get into some music break, and when I come back, I'm going to tell y'all about Bugsy Calhoun and why he's doing it so big in the music industry right now and why he's one of the soldiers that's going to be showcased live right here on Frontline Fridays. Let's go.
When the truth is found to be
ha! That's me!
your money where your mouth is. Big meal tickets with my boss. Money where my mouth is. Hip hop from the South, kid. West Texas, where I'm at. Home of Buddy Holly. This my city. Gone and Google that. Never before has there been an MC like me in this game. My torture killing these sins and bad with the words that I say. Underground pushing until the world holler slate stone. His resume ready for platinum plaque for the take home. Over 10,000 units moved. He DJ the radio. Got to chop it with Jada Kiss. That list of names goes on. I've been had my froze on. Mr. Freeze was a mixtape. And even Bun B gave a shout to that boy Slay. He been grinding and hustling, trying to market my brand. Tony Neal gave me that game. Salute the court, DJ Fam. I'm that 806, represent a Texas MVP. If y'all need someone to love, Blake Stone, that's me, that's me. And I have not. One in my pockets to have not. Pen and pad, I mastered. Please tell J Prince out that rap a lot. Ready for this industry and best to rep the Lost Our State. Package up my music, ride a traffic, get from state to state. Put your eyes and ears on me like TV's in your residence. Respect to all the Texas legends. Co-sign me if ever did. Learn some things from Scarface, Lil Flip, Pimp C, Mike Jones, and Devin the Dude. Hit me up, let's throw some tricks. Chameleonaire and Pop. Help me get my mind correct. DMD and Lil Key. DJ Screw and Fat Pat. Zero plus that trade of truth. They taught me not to take a loss. Soldiers of the struggle. That Slim Thugger helped me be a boss. Yeah, he iller than the swine flu. H1N1. Head nigga, he got grind flu. Magno Magnificent. Holding down that West Tech. Gil Flow, we made it happen. Recognize that I'm the next. The next.
The game lonely, uh-huh. These kind of bum dudes, fake MCs, one hit wonders is junk food,
yeah.
But I'm a healthy dose, 100 like cornflakes, Lana Lincoln, Al Capone, no way that I'm born fake,
no.
It's Green's gutter, uh-huh. The beast from the east, the midwest is my mother,
underground king, now G, more like a prince, uh-huh. Got words, play like notorious swag, something like this.
Yeah. But folks, Gump walk from tiny, 618 is behind me, catch me in Killer City, or I see you getting grimy,
on my way to Triple G,
trying to give them all the hammer,
yeah. They heard me on C9,
now they love my country grammar,
yeah,
from the 915, to the 409, everything is big in Texas, so I fit in fine. I'm in the limelight.
Yeah.
What up, my nigga Slate?
What up?
Shout out to DJ 3, DJ Swade, and the crew of Great.
You already know, if you want somebody to love, just love Diva Ebony B. Make sure you call us up, squad up. It's Frontline Fridays. Call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521.
I love it. How are you doing, Diva?
Big Rings is the first single off Bugs Calhoun's upcoming album, Fast Lane, also due out in April. This April, so you guys stay tuned for that. Born and raised in Flatbush, Brooklyn, with parents from Trinidad and Tobago, the singer Bugs Calhoun is one of the most important MCs in the current class of freshman rappers. His ultra-creative lyrics are edgy, vivid, and distinctive. Bugs grew up listening to and rhyming along to Busta Rhymes, Slick Rick, KRS-One, LL Cool J, Leaders of the New School, and A Tribe Called Quest. At the age of 13, and armed with a rhyme written by his uncle, Bugs started freestyling in his junior high school yard. along with the positive reaction he received from his peers, and now with the template he can use to perfect his skills. Buzz is fully motivated to write more rhymes. Currently, Buzz is hard at work on new music under the mentorship of hip-hop legend Lit Star and his Paper Rock record label. His love for hip-hop motivated him to be the MC he is today. Without a doubt, he is truly one of Brooklyn's finest. And he is now on the front line with Diva Ebony B. I'm so excited.
Chill, Paper Rock in the building. Diva, what's going on?
I'm so excited. Yeah. How did you get with them? How did this all happen? How did it connect?
How did it connect? Well, I'm in the studio one day. You know, Swift sends me a beat produced by DJ Static. You know, shout out to DJ Static. On, you know, we, well, I, you know, Herbal Remedies and a couple of hours from the studio, and we came out with Big Rings, and Big Rings were just sounding so big in the studio, you know. We actually sat on it for a while before I, you know, actually put a verse on it, but then I knew it was something, excuse me, I knew it was something huge from the time I produced it, and here we are today, live on front line with Eva, with the Diva, Ebony.
That's definitely what's up. Now, out of all the songs that you have done so far, which one is your favorite one?
Wow. My favorite record. Well, right now, Big Rings is definitely my number one heavy hitter, hands down. Hands down, the vibe that Big Rings give you is definitely not only a worldwide anthem, but a Brooklyn anthem, a Flatbush anthem, a Church Avenue 40s anthem. You know what I mean? This is a chance for all my BK niggas to just stand back the fuck up and reclaim this hip hop shit and get some recognition off of this shit. You know what I mean?
I think it's important because we did this thing a long time ago, and that was the essence of it. That was one of the essence of it. That was the core of it. And it's important that, you know, people respect our culture, because I really believe that there's a difference between hip-hop and rap. For me, hip-hop and rap are two different things at this point. When we're talking about hip-hop, we're talking about the culture, just like, you know, people view followed and growing up listening to like Slick Rick and LL Cool J, leaders of the new school. This is a culture. This is not something that we take and just disrespect our women, disrespect ourselves, promote violence. You're talking about a culture, kid, where our pioneers came and brought creativity. They brought art. They brought music. They brought sound. The graffiti, the dance. It was all about creativeness. It was nothing about violence. So what took me away, I love Big Rings. I love that track, which we're going to play in a few minutes. But what got me is I Just Want to Love You. That one took me away. Because I don't really like to watch the videos. I get a lot of artists saying, check out my video. I would rather listen to your music. I got my Big Radio Raheem headphones that I had since, 11th grade. I still got them, and they still work. So I literally take the time out to listen to the music, because it's important. And then, you know, a lot of people need to realize that and bring that back for the artist, you know. And that's one thing that I can say, Buzz, that you did, not only with I Just Want to Love You, but with Sexy Baby and with Big Rings. And, you know, of course, Spliff and Busta being on it was definitely a good thing. But I'm glad to see that you are artists that Spliff and Busta did not shadow you. You was not a shadow to them. You held your own. So
absolutely,
I got to give it up to you for that. I really took the time out to listen to the music. So I know that a lot of artists, they get a lot of big artists on their joints, and it's kind of like, oh, I only listen to it for Bus. I only listen to it for Spliff. I really think that people will listen to your music because of you.
Right. I definitely appreciate it, Diva. And, you know, I only can hope that it affects the rest of the world the way you felt it, you know, because that's what it was meant for, you know.
I got to give you one of these.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Hit me with it.
Yeah, baby.
I love it.
Tell me about Big Rings and go ahead and introduce it right here on Frontline Friday so we can play it live.
Well, this is Big Rings. You know my new single called Big Rings, produced by DJ Static, featuring Busta Rhymes and Split Star, a.k.a. Mr. Lewis. And one more thing before you play that. Listen, I got to give a shout-out to the boss, okay? The boss, Mr. Lewis, a.k.a. Split Star. Yesterday was his birthday. I just want to give a happy birthday shout-out to the boss, Split Star. Yeah?
Well, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Yes. And I want to shout-out, you know, the whole Paper Rock, you know, Bo Nasty, Omar Zulano. You know, I want to shout out the whole, the machine, which is, you know, Miss Talia, Renee Sorkin, and the whole Paper Rock staff. You know, I thank you and I love you all, you know, and I appreciate everybody. And now I want everybody to prepare their ears for Big Rings, okay? Bucks Calhoun, Paper Rock is a squad. All right, Diva, let's get it. Come on, what's up?
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings.
Nah, you're gonna be hoping that this type of shit ain't soon.
You would think I
play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. Let it happen in no time soon. Paper Rock conglomerate, yo. Now I'm gonna smoke up again until the dance starts. Damn, son. So many zeros in my checks, can you imagine when I cash one? Pass some of them bottles around like we a man. Pardon my team for pulling up a couple Aston Martins and I'm farting and I'm itching on you. It's like, look where we be starting. Till you look at the heated right, bottles full of arson. Sorry, and if need a light, prior to the heat, I might lock it down a little. From stepping in the spot, I hope you don't mind. Disrespect it. You call me Dolce Rhymes and you don't say I'm the pressure you don't mess with. Press up on you, then turn your face into a question. Yeah, you heard the messenger. Get with the commissioner. Hot, that's why I walk with a fire extinguisher. Double shot of Tron, should be calling to the villager. 40 carat yellow diamond, pinky ring will kill him, bro.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. I play ball. Watch me do my thing. I'm like Cole Bucks, McDonald, all these carrots in my brain. Sierra Leone stone. That costs a small fortune. But it ain't nothing to a general when he's bossing. Coming down the lane with rings. They never seen me and my team. We getting cream and looking so clean. You would think I was a pledge of Bob Duke Kareem. Hitting bands fast as part of my routine. You would think I play ball. The way I do this, I'm on the way I do this. I'm painting the town, riding, see me stunting in my new whip. Mashing on the gas with a pocket full of gas. They thinking it's D-Wade when I'm rolling down the Ave now. It's the go-getter, get more cheddar, general, but count so much numbers in my ledger, I could get a big ring for every day of the week. I got my jeweler like a doctor on call. You would think I play ball.
You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. For these play ball for these big ring balls.
I put in work for these big rings. You gon' need a black card for these big rings. Tight words, got your boy rocking iceberg. Julie hitting up my iPhone first serve. I fall like Dr. Julius Earth. And when I shoot, I'm ahead, call me Larry Bird. I'm a legend in anything that you did already. In other words, everything you say in the cemetery. A ball spin it, 20 years I did it. I'm the whole mansion. You just ish, and you can catch me in the club with my diamonds so loud. DJ can't play like me. Let's turn your dish down. I ring like the wild heart to ride. You cops are going to damn least to try. But this you gonna need a little time, homie. This is big rings. Not you more money.
Mr. Lewis.
Play ball for these big rings.
Boy, J. Real the Realist right there featuring Chase Aaron with My Heart. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at J. Real the Realist. That's at J. Real the Realist. We got Buzz Calhoun back up in this thing, man. Buzz, can you hear me?
Yeah, D-Rock, I can hear you.
Tell me about the name Buzz Calhoun. Why did you decide to pick Buzz Calhoun?
Come on, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
You knew I was going to ask you. Give it up. Give it up.
All right. My grandfather, right? One name is Spike. One name is Tracy. Number and a letter. Okay? My name ended up Bugs. I don't know for what reason. My grandfather nicknames all his grandkids. You know, one was named Buster. One was named Spike. You know, I ended up being Bugs. You know, I grew up a little further on down the line and just gangstified it a little bit, added on to Calhoun, you know, Bugs Cal for short, and it just stuck with me, you know?
That's definitely what's up. What is your favorite type of shoe? Sneaker?
My favorite type of shoe?
Yeah.
When you
like,
say
what
shoe,
would you prefer to be in?
Like sneaker or
shoe,
hard bottom,
Air Force? Yeah, like on your foot. Would you prefer to be in some Forces or some Tims? What's your favorite type of a sneaker or joint to wear?
You know, for me, my kickback, relaxed, comfortable shoe would be an Air Max 95 because, you know, we feel like we walk in all clouds with those. But, you know, that's just every day we go into the studio, relax, and just, you know, I throw on my Air Max 95s and just chill. Or my JOs, either one, you know. But it's particular ones. I'm not a fan of all Jordans. I'm not one of those to just run out and get every Jordan. But, you know, whichever one I like and feels comfortable to me, I'm rocking with that for the day.
Lady Diva has got a fetish for boat shoes. For some reason, those things look pretty cool with me. The little boat shoes, you get your little polo, you know. I don't know. For some reason, I'm just feeling them this summer for girls.
The boat shoes this summer?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's cool to have the boat shoe, but you definitely got to have the foot for the boat shoe because, you know, you can't come out with your foot looking like alligator back and have on a boat shoe because that's not working. there's something you just be talked about on blog radio, you know?
You so what? Tell me about your experience growing up in Flatbush. Tell me about that.
You had to be one of the chosen few to grow up in Flatbush, definitely. You know, this is definitely a place where only the strong survive, and, you know, that's basically it. You know, you mind your business, you keep your nose clean. Other than that, you know, it's a place I've grown to love throughout the years. This Flatbush, this Brooklyn area, is like no other place in the world, you know. Even though at times it can be, we do call it the Gaza Strip every now and again. But even though we know it's you know, reality is far from it, but still, you know.
Of music is coming out of Flatbush right now? What do you hear that's coming out of Flatbush right now? And what artists do you want to bring to light that's coming out of Flatbush right now that you want to work with or you already have worked with already?
Well, this is coming out of Flatbush right now, or just Brooklyn, period. You know, I'm hearing the Flatbush Zombies is making a real good name coming out of Flatbush, you know, and I've checked out some of their work online, and I'm definitely feeling the Flatbush Zombies. Who else from Flatbush? I'm feeling my man Bleezus Christ from Flatbush. Definitely, he's one of the fieriest spitters out here in Flatbush. My man Bo Nasty, definitely. Scotty Bugatti, aka Scotty Beamer, he's definitely a fire spitter to look out for. You know,
any female artist?
Can you hear me?
Any female artists coming out of Flatbush that you heard of yet, or
any female artists? I'm gonna put this in here. You know, just look out for a female called Mula Lansky coming out of Flatbush. She definitely got a infernal tongue or two to spit. So definitely look out for Mula Lansky.
Now that's definitely what's up. I want to talk about this track right here. I Just Want to Love You. Tell me about this track. Who motivated this track?
that track was definitely motivated by, you know, it's just about being in love and going through your little everyday situations, you know. That was just my mood at the time. So, you know, I sat down, I orchestrated, I Just Want to Love You, and you know, it's you know, it's felt by a lot of people, and I'm happy about that.
Who did the vocals on here?
Right there, we got my man Hotep, one of Paper Rock's finest singers. One of Paper Rock's finest singers. Shout out to Hotep at 20Twep on the Twitter. All right, but he's definitely a talented brother, hands down, and you got a lot to see coming out of Hotep for the future.
Hotep definitely did his thing on here. You guys can glab. You mesh very well together. You definitely spoke with a lot of passion and a lot of truth. And I think that's something that's very important, especially when you're talking about relationships. And you was honest. A lot of people, whether male or female, they have a problem with admitting, yo, you know I messed up, right? And I was wrong. I should have been kicking it with my ex like that. I just want to be honest, but I'm done with all that, and I just want to love you right now. Like, we go through things in life, and a lot of us not perfect, and unfortunately, we live in the media-sized world that is telling us that we shouldn't honor families. We shouldn't honor
women.
It's crazy,
Diva.
We shouldn't honor your temples.
The average, you know, we go on BET, we won't see your average artist speaking on as far as saying, you know what, I know I was wrong, I'm sorry, this is what it is. You know, everybody wants to be too big to say, I'm sorry. Listen, it doesn't make you a smaller person because you say, I'm sorry. It's okay to say, I'm sorry.
It makes you a bigger person.
Absolutely. So I'm just putting that out there. That's the thing that I want to project to the world, that, you know what, it's okay to say, I'm sorry, because we're all not perfect, and it's cool. You know what I mean? We have room for growth, and that's what it's about.
And some people just need to be apologized to. It is okay
Absolutely.
To apologize to somebody, because then they're harboring that pain and that anger, and then they're going to take it over to somebody else, and sometimes not even consciously knowing it. But it's okay, people, to apologize to people when you did something wrong. Let's get to this hot track right here. I Just Want to Love You, Bugsy Calhoun featuring Hotep, right here on Frontline Fridays with your girl Diva Ebony B. Squad up, baby. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Damn.
Damn, 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 damn.
I just want to love you. Let's go.
She just fucked up. I messed up enough. So tell me what I gotta do to make it right between me and you. Girl, I wanted to be right between me and you. Tell me what I'm supposed to do. Still new to this love thing. I ain't dream, but I wanna be your love king, no front thing. I need you here by my side, and together, baby girl, we gon' ride. But I know you're tired of the same shit. I wouldn't blame you if you wanted to leave, but I can't give you up without a fight. That's right, you're my Mary J, all I need. Believe what I say, cause girl, I just wanna kiss and hug you. I'm done with the bullshit to make a long story short.
Girl, I just wanna love you.
We gotta fight. We turn our backs on each other like all night. Instead of making love, baby dub, you don't wanna love, man. I hope everything will be alright. You don't wanna wake up with, have some kids, do do do. Now I'm forever, baby girl. I promise it'll be me and you, nobody else. You don't gotta worry about a damn thing, baby girl. I got you, boo. MP, no problems, but even if we got one, baby, we can see it through. No more texts for my exes. I'ma never put nobody above you. But be yourself for the real me, girl. I hope you feel me, cause all I wanna do is just love. Dime. I don't really know what the hell was going through my mind when I did that. No she's attached, it was just that. It was nothing more, nothing less. It don't take away from how I feel about you. I know you heard it all before, but what I'm saying is true. We got too much history to be true. Remember the first time we met, well I do. I remember when we made it official.
Remember that, baby.
It seemed like just the day you told me you wanna be my boo. Then told me you love me, I said I love you too. After that it was history. Girl, it's plain to see. You was meant to be right next to me, kissing you, holding you, wanting you, girl.
Girl, I just wanna love you. Like the air that I breathe. Girl, I just wanna love you. Because you're the only one I need. Girl, I just wanna love you. Oh, 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 oh. Girl, I just wanna love you.
Wanna love you. Love you. Uh-uh.
Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
What up, y'all? It's your boy EP Elder Bars Jr. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at divaspotradio.com.
They're running a strange program, y'all. I mean, more poor and disenfranchised folks than this place has ever seen. They try to front the shit off like it don't exist. Meanwhile, the rich get richer.
And the poor don't get a fucking thing.
Times like these, we want to get high. Real high and real fast. And this is going to do it.
Yo, baby, we talking about combinate and consolidate. That's what up. We going to bum rush the whole damn thing. Now, just imagine. If the tenants cooperate, oh, it's love. I mean, they become loyal customers.
I'm on the radio.
They don't? Fuck it, it's like Beirut. They become living hostages.
Phenomenal Radio.
It's Phenomenal Radio, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and we are live on this thing with Bud Calhoun Squad up on the front line. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard. I just want to love you.
Did you like it, Diva?
Today, I almost went over the speed limit, just cruising.
I tell you, man, that's the vibe that is supposed to happen. You sit back with your significant other and just chill. And you know, it may reach out to someone that may be going through the same thing at the same time, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it serves its purpose, definitely, man. It's good music for a good cause.
The track is definitely necessary because along the way, we have definitely forgot how to communicate with each other. It's about that direct connect, and it's about properly communicating. So the track is definitely effective. That's one thing I always say. I'm not concerned about being popular. I'm concerned about being effective. You can never know
that's
my name. But as long as what I'm doing for the artists, interview, promoting, and showcasing the artists, if other stations pick this up and we do it all, that's great. That's great for
mm-hmm.
that. Because when I leave out of here, I'm not leaving an obituary. I'm leaving a legacy. That's who I am.
That's right. That's right. And I appreciate it. Sisters.
Oh, of course, I got to give more shout-out to your queens. And big shout-out to, you know, you was giving shout-out to your team and your staff. But I wanted to highlight a couple of queens that's holding it down. Renee Sorka, if I'm saying it wrong, please correct me. Renee Sorka,
oh my God.
And that's the PR.
I would kiss Renee 25,000 times. On the little rosy cheek of hers. I love her. Love her to death.
And she is PR and marketing director. Yeah.
Definitely.
And then Sarah Wilderman, PR and social media manager. Talia Nichols, and she is the management at Paper Rock Records. So big shout out to you, Queens. It's so great to see our Queens in such a great position with these great titles. Do you hear me? That is hot. When I came in, I checked the email. I was like, okay. Oh, there's another queen. There's another woman. There's another woman. So, girls rule the world.
All right. The women, Sarah and them, they are the gas, the oil in our for our machine. Without them, we really couldn't function. So, you know, shout out to them.
Oh, most definitely. Have you got a chance to meet or link up or collab with any of your, you know, any of your mentors? Like, okay, of course you linked up with Buster, but what about Slick Rick, KRS-One, LL Cool J? Have you got a chance to meet with them and network with them?
No, I wasn't blessed with the opportunity as yet to meet with Slick Rick or KRS-One or any one of them. But, you know, I still relish and hope for the day that I, you know, someday may be able to work with one.
Oh, it's definitely going to come. It's definitely going to come, especially with the type of brand that you're bringing, the type of music that you're bringing, the type of realness that you're bringing. This is what's important for music. We hold the artists accountable, but we got to hold the radio stations, the promoters, the PR, the managers. We got to hold everybody accountable when we're talking about attaching our name or attaching the artist's name to hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
That's different. We're not talking
about rap.
We're talking about hip-hop. We're talking about the culture. Of course, I know Slipstar is, again, happy belated birthday to Slip. I know he's so much fun to hang out with, but, of course, he has a business side to him, you know. And how is that sitting and learning from Slip? What is this experience like, and what is one of the key things that you have learned from them thus far as with your career and your brand?
Swift is just a mastermind when it comes to business. okay? He knows this industry inside and out, and I trust his expertise to the fullest extent. You know, I mean, Swift knows the in and outs, the little hidden crevices, and he explains it and breaks it down to us to a T. So, you know, shout out to the boss, shout out to Swift, you know, for just being that absolute boss that he needs to be, you know.
That's definitely what's up. Where can the supporters, and not just the fans and people who just listen, the supporters as well as myself, of course we know that Big Rings is going to be on iTunes sometimes this April, and Fast Lane is going to be dropping this April, but where can we go right now on the internet to learn more about you, to listen to your music, to be continue to be supporters of Bugs Calhoun?
Well, as of now, you could go to paperrocktv.com to learn more about me, Bugs Cal, the General, or the rest of the Paper Rock Generals that's out there, because we all bosses. As far as Big Rings in the music is concerned, you could go and hit up iTunes right now or AmazonMPG.com and download Big Rings. Give me a little love, you know what I mean? Show me a little comment, you know, show me some love, man. DK, stand up. Diva Ebony, Frontline, shout out to Frontline for showing me mad love on this Big Rings record, man.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. Let's talk about, you know, as far as you, what's going on, because there's going to be people, I'm going to say this, there's going to be new niggas that's going to come after you, and it's just unnecessary. Yeah, we get good talent like this coming in the game, and there's going to be some new niggas that's going to come at you that want to just take shots and battle rap. What's your plan for that, you know, probably most likely to ignore them, but, you know, what's your plan for when the media starts to attack Bugs Calhoun and all these other rappers, I'm going to say rappers, I'm not going to say MCs, decide to come at you, you know, and trying to just use your name to get somewhere?
Well, here what, man. You see, whether they come at me or they come at any one of my Paper Rock members, what we try to drive ourselves on is undeniable music. See, at the end of the day, haters will hate you. You know what? If you don't have haters, then you're really not doing anything. You know? So, you know, from the time I see that I do have a hater or two that I know, I'm definitely doing something and I'm saying something. Okay? So, but as far as the haters concerned, I'm not really concerned with the haters at all.
Good. And that's what I'm talking about. Any foundations that you're a part of or any charities that you're looking to start in the near future under Bugs Calhoun's movement, under Bugs Calhoun's brand?
The VP of Paper Rocks gave me a wonderful idea, and I think we're going to put that into effect soon as it can be. We're going to start up the FTK Foundation for the kids, and I want to do it for the kids in the neighborhood. You know, eventually I want to come out here and give out some book bags, give out some school supplies to the kids, you know, or to the parents that can't really afford the school supplies and things like that for Christmas or for whatever the occasion, whether it be back to school time. You know, I just want to come out here and do something for the community.
That sounds like we're definitely all on the same page, because that's something that Diva Spy Radio do. This would be our second year doing the back to school blowout, which at the last 2 weeks of August, we have artists come out and support. We collect donations through all out the year, but we do that. We send the kids back to school. We meet at the Boys and Girls Club. Big shout-out to the Boys and Girls Club 166, who let us use their facilities in the Star Center, who let us use their basketball courts and their computer rooms, and who supply all the food and whatnot. But we fill up the book bags. We get in contact with the Board of Education. We fill them up according to what they're going to need. We do it from first grade to 10th grade. So we hook them up with school supplies, book bags, and this year we're trying to do it a little bit bigger and do sneakers for the boys and the girls. So if you guys definitely need any assistance or any help, we're definitely looking to do to help you guys with that.
You know, whatever I can assist with or people I can assist with, you know, just give us a shout out and, you know, I'll definitely be there, hands down.
Oh, yeah. I just think it's so cool that we support our youth. Our youth is the most important thing, and I enjoy spending so much time with them. Even under Diva Spot ENT, I decided to hire minors. I could have hired a couple of adults, but I hired one of my minors. I got about 12 minors from the ages of 17 to 14. Sorry, my baby's at 13. I got to go to court and get a legal permit for y'all. So y'all just bear with me because I'm the 14. We got to go to court.
Bear with us now.
But we got y'all working papers, and they are our street teams. Big shout out to Diva Spot ENT Street Team. We go out each and every Wednesday, and we get all the artists' flyers and everybody that's doing promotional business with us. We get their flyers, their business cards, the CDs, the mixtapes. We put them in a cute little bag, and we go to Seattle, Olympia, Lakewood, and another city of their choice, and we just pass out the bags and get the word out about this good music and these good things that we're doing. So big shout-out to the youth, and big shout-out to Paper Rock Records. Big shout-out to Buzz Calhoun for thinking about our babies. Ow.
I love it, Diva.
Yes. Let's get into another track because, of course, we want to showcase another because the call lines is like, you know, we see y'all. We're about to get to you guys. We got Buzz Calhoun live in the building, and I want to get into this track, Sexy Baby. It's your girl, Diva Ebony. B Squad up. That's 347-850-1521. 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard. I'm on the spot, on the grind, baby. Let's go.
Down together, just like we two birds of a feather, shooting through the clouds, let's do the damn thing, be my queen, can I be your man, we can take long walks on the beach and hold hands, damn, I think I'm in love, she ain't a bird, shorty's more like a dove, so serene and elegant, she's magnificent, let's get intimate like love is supposed to, trust me I got you, walk in front of me girl, I wanna watch you, she's so sexy, intelligent with a pretty smile, let's go half on a baby, we'd make a pretty child, yo this is pretty wild, the way you came into my life, you stole my heart real quick, just like a criminal, wow, I got it better than the mother man, it started small but then it stretched like a rubber band, now your love is all I need,
we got the
women in the nation.
Diva's not going to let no more effery come into the game. So big shout out to Slate Stone. Big shout out to everybody that had a part of getting Bugs Calhoun here on the front line so we can squad up and put our real music on the front line. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Slate Stone, man. Shout out to Phenom Radio, GoJuice.com, man. Shout out to everybody over there, man, the whole staff, man. Much love.
That's what's up. Well, that's all I wanted to say. I was just calling in. You know what I mean? I'm in Malaysia. I got to go eat some breakfast now. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but turkey, bacon, and eggs right now. I love everybody.
Turkey, bacon, eggs, and some home fries. Make sure you get your home fries.
Yeah, my little OJ. I heard you ask Buzz Calhoun, can he cook? I believe he can because his whole family get down in the kitchen.
Good day.
And we come from a country where the kids will start cooking gourmet meals by the age of 12. I'm from Trinidad, and I cook my tail off. You know what I mean? I cook a lot. I love to cook. That's what it is to me. You know, you could take a woman to a restaurant, you know, fancy restaurant, spend $500 and all that, but I think she'll be more impressed if I go to the grocery store and make it all from scratch. You feel me?
Yeah, and to watch you cook in the kitchen, and like, that's custom made, and I'm right on track because my son's 10, and he can cook it up in there. I'll be like, come on, boy, let's get it together. Get on in the kitchen and get it cut in the eat.
That's what's up. Well, I'm out of here. Salute to the Jennifer Calhoun. Salute to the beautiful Diva. Thank you so much for joining. Love everybody. Like I said, it's Paper Rock. Make sure you follow Bugs Calhoun on Instagram. Make sure you follow your boy Split Star on Instagram. Bugs Calhoun will let you know how to get in touch with me. Facebook, Twitter, anything. I love everybody like cook food. I'm out of here.
Cheers, boys.
That's definitely Diva. Shout out to Split. That's definitely getting in. Buds, man, we got so much to take over and so much to do. Of course, you always going to be in rotation. We definitely going to be pushing this over here in the West Coast, that good music. We appreciate you. If nobody told you we appreciate it, we appreciate you on the front line, and you keep keeping it creative and you keep keeping the hip-hop culture alive. You got any shout-outs before you get out of here and before I get to the top next?
Yeah, Diva, first I want to shout you out, man. Shout out to the whole front line, man. Like I said, Go Juice Radio, man. Shout out to Phenom Radio, man. Shout out to the whole East Flatbush 40s, okay? The whole Troy Avenue, man. Shout out to all my peoples on the LD, man. Shout out to all the peoples on the island right now. Shout out to IZ. Shout out to Breezy. You know what I mean? Shout out to the whole BK, you know what I mean? Trevi Trav, Sweatpants, you know what I mean? Little Pudgy P. Nails, my assistant, you know what I mean? Shout out to Bo Nasty, shout out to Single, shout out to Omar Zulano, and everybody I miss, man. Shout out to you, B. You know what I mean? Pick Rock in the building. You know, just listen out because we got a lot more great, wonderful music for the people to just vibe out and listen to, B. You know what I mean? And I appreciate the love, man. Definitely.
Oh, that's what's up. Wait, I got to ask you this question. I can't let you leave because I watched the video and I seen the Paper Rock Records t-shirt with the logo on it. So fly.
Right.
Tell us about that. Tell me about the logo and how everything incorporates in it. What is the meaning behind that? I think that's important.
Oh, the logo, the Paper Rock logo, that's the mastermind of Mr. Lewis, a.k.a. Split Star. You know, he came up with that himself. The logo, the fingerprint behind the P is actually Mr. Lewis's
fingerprint
itself.
Wow.
Yes. We new age with it. You know, it's Paper Rock, not Rock Paper, baby. You heard it?
That's definitely what's up. Big shout out to you, Bugs, for coming through. You're welcome to come back to Frontline Fridays anytime you want to. But next time, baby, you just got to pour your own Kool-Aid, okay?
I got you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Much love.
Much love. You're now tuned in live. We want to give a big shout out to Split Star. Big shout out to Paper Rock Records. Big shout out to Bugs Calhoun. Big shout out to the whole team over there doing their thing. Make sure you guys check them out on Twitter. Follow him on Instagram, Google him, get to know this artist, and make sure you support a real artist who is definitely on the front line and putting in the work and fighting on the front line for good music. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Now, you know I put together a hot mix via Spreaker of all my independent artists. And, of course, Buzz Calhoun is featured on there. Check it out now. Sit back, relax, go ahead, and get yourself together because we're about to go coasting. Frontline.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Friday, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Now and forever, baby, I could be your man, you could be my lady. Let's hold it down together, just like we two birds of a feather. Shooting through the clouds, let's do the damn thing. Be my queen, can I be your man? We can take long walks on the beach and hold hands. Damn, I think I'm in love. She ain't a bird, shorty's more like a dove. So serene and elegant, she's magnificent. Let's get intimate like lovers supposed to. Trust me, I got you. Walk in front of me, girl, I wanna watch you. She's so sexy, intelligent with a pretty smile. Let's go half on the baby, we'd make a pretty child. Yo, this is pretty wild. The way you came into my life and stole my heart real quick, just like a criminal. Wow, I got it better than the mother, man. It started small, but then it stretched like a rubber band. Now your love is all I need.
We got it
the action.
When you hit it in the club, you gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. See the boys in the club, they watching us. They watching us. They watching us. Everybody in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
Wanna scream and shout and let it all out, and scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh we oh we oh we oh. We saying oh we oh we oh we oh. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out, and scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh we oh we oh we oh.
You are now rocking with Will I Am and
Britney, bitch.
Action.
Rock and roll.
Everybody, let's lose control. All the bottom, we let it go. Going fast, we ain't going slow. No, no, hey, yo. Hear the beat, now let's hit the flow. Drink it up and then drink some more. Light it up and let's let it blow, blow, blow. Hey, yo, rock it out, rockin' out. If you know what we talking about, burn it up and burn down the house. Up and gonna turn it down. Here we go shake the ground. Cause everywhere that we go, we
bring the action.
When you hear this in the club, you gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
You see them girls in the club, they looking at us. They looking at us. They looking at us.
Everybody in the club, all eyes on us, all eyes on us, all eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We staying up.
Oh, we are, we are, we are.
We staying up.
Oh, we are, we are, we are.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We staying up.
Oh, we are.
Now, rocking with Will I Am and
Britney, bitch.
Super, pop is super, sound super, he done ran out of mileage, so he can't. chopping up the hair on. Got them out your bag, don't even know the fuck. Now she looking for her fix. She done saw so many. Get the clinic pause, still got them A's in the mix. Super mad at the world. Oh, little girl, I took and out of spite, taking horny boy's life. But he don't know shit. He just drunk and full of. Well, I say, hold up, mother. Pull up, mother. What a love.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Face the Miz. I dedicate this song to all my independent women out there. Independent mothers. I feel y'all pain. Work hard and keep grinding. Cause you are strong. And strong you are. Keep your head up, you heard? Signing out.
Young young five beats.
Surely put your problems away and let it drink into it. Whoa, 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 whoa. Surely got my mind in a day. That's by the way she moving. Whoa, 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 whoa. You ain't got nothing. Now I'm hating going white. And I'm here so you know it's okay. It's okay. Girl.
Yeah.
Take it to the top.
I got you, baby. Your pain, you working hard at your 9 to 5. Keep it going, no slowing. You got a hard grind, and it's okay to cry.
It's okay, baby.
I know it's hard at times, and I made this song,
right,
so you know I'm on your side.
Right,
you gotta pay your bills, your food stamps
low,
and time passing you by like a slideshow. You ain't got time to see dude, like your eyes closed. You headed in that right path, don't take that side road. You started basic, no conversation, no hesitation. You made the move, contemplating while these niggas hating, no imitating. I feel your move, stomach aching, your water breaking. You have a baby, then the daddy move. Don't change your station, little mama, just stay in tune. New diaper bag,
new diaper bag.
But you need a stroller. You try to sleep at
night,
you keep tossing, turning. You run out of tears, your eyes keep burning. The cup getting empty,
and just keep pouring.
Shorty, put your problems away and let it drink into it. Whoa, 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 whoa. Shorty got my mind in the day. That's by the way she moving. Whoa, 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 whoa. You ain't got nothing. I'm hating going white, and I'm here so you know it's okay. It's okay, girl. You take it to the top, and I'm about to pop.
Yeah. Looking sad, baby. Let this party wow. You know I hate your frown, but I love your smile.
I love it though.
Walking in your heels,
yeah.
Damn, I love that sound. I'm merry goes with those.
Huh?
I keep you coming around.
Right.
I'm Southside popping, and you popping too.
That's right.
Red cups up, filled with gin and
juice.
Drink your pain away.
Away.
You won't feel abused.
You won't.
And you can pop a Molly.
Yeah.
And I'ma pop it too. So you throw it out, no word of mouth. You swerving out, just keep it low. Cause they don't give a F.
Nah.
Let their speech is slow.
Yeah.
Stay true to yourself and never teach your oath. If he ain't trying to build,
nope,
then he ain't trying to grow.
Right.
Move on.
Move on.
I'm here to let you know.
Let
don't
you
keep
know.
That fire in you. Don't leave your heart cold.
Your heart
we all make mistakes.
Make mistakes.
Untold.
Untold.
Independent.
Yeah.
Get your own
dough.
Shorty, put your problems away and let it drink into it. Whoa, 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 whoa. Shorty got my mind in the day. That's by the way she moving. Whoa, 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 whoa. You ain't got nothing. I'm hating going white. And I'm here so you know it's okay. It's okay, girl. You take it to the top. And I'm about to go.
What's going on, you guys? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Are you tired of being the worker, being ready to be the boss? The time is now to contact DMV Staffing and put yourself in the driver's seat. Follow Lyndon Greer on Twitter at LGTime. That's LGSTIME. And start making your own hours and seeing real financial growth and freedom with your hard work. Also, be sure to go to www.dmvstaffing.com.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings.
Nah,
you
gonna be hoping that this type of shit ain't soon.
You would think I
be hoping that I stop poking the ass up soon. But it's happening no time soon. Paper rocking,
conglomerate. Yo, now I can smoke up again until the dance done.
Damn, son.
So many zeros in my checks. Can you imagine when I cash one? Pass some of them bottles around like we a man. Pardon my team for pulling up in couple Aston Martins and I'm farting and I'm pissing on you. It's like, look what we be starting. Tell you to get it right. Bottles full of arsenic. Solid in the needle. Prior to the heat, I might lock this down a little. From stepping in the spot, I hope you don't mind disrespecting. You call me Dolce Rhymes and you don't say I'm. The pressure you don't mess with, press up on you to turn your face into a press kit. Yeah, you heard the messenger. Get with the commissioner. Hot, that's why I walk with a fire extinguisher. Double shot of Trones, we call it a cylinder. 40 karat yellow diamond, pinky ring of killer, bro.
You would think I play ball for these big rings, ball. You would think I play ball for these big rings, ball. You would think I play ball for these big rings, ball. For these play ball. You would think I play ball. Watch me do my thing, I'm like Gold Bucks McDonald. All these carrots in my brain, Sierra Leone stone. That costs a small fortune. But it ain't nothing to a general when he balls me. Coming down the lane with rings, they never seen me and my team. And cream and looking so clean, you would think I was a player, Jabbar, dude, Kareem. Woo! Hitting bands fast as part of my routine. Yeah. You think I play ball? The way I do this, I'm born the way I do this. I'm painting the town, riding, see me stunting in my new whip, mashing on the gas with a pocket full of gas. They thinking it's D-Wade when I'm rolling down the Ave now. It's the go get and get more cheddar, general, but cow, so much numbers in my ledger. I could get a big ring for every day of the week. I got my jeweler like a doctor on call. You would think I play ball.
You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. For these play ball for these big ring.
I put in work for these big rings. You gon' need a black card for these big rings. Tight words, got your boy rocking iceberg. Julie hitting up my iPhone first serve. I ball like Doc Julius Earth. And when I shoot, I'm ahead, call me Larry Bird. I'm a legend in anything that you did already. In other words, everything you say in a cemetery. I ball spin it, 20 years I did it. I'm the whole mansion. You just ish and you could catch me in the club with my diamonds so loud. DJ can't play light. Turn your dish, turn your dish down. I bring light to my heart to ride.
This Lady G, you are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping, featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing, watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks, stay on top.
Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739. We debate
not too soon.
Never too late.
I treat your love like something that my mind just can't fathom.
No.
I still wrap my arms around you.
Can I wrap my arms around
you? That's what you deserve. Yes, a bird told me you like it with a little herb.
A little bit of curse.
So,
Go slow.
Take time. Control.
Proceed.
Believe. And I know.
Tuned in live on the front line powered by C9 Radio. I just hit y'all.
Yo,
with that
this high. Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation, I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top.
Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Wow, this is heavy.
This is heavy. Yeah, big shout out to my girl, Lady G. I just hit y'all with that Frontline Fridays mixtape, Volume 1. It's a little mix that I put together. Of course, we like to showcase, interview, and promote all of our hot independent artists. So at the top of that mix, I hit y'all with Sexy Baby, of course, Buzz Calhoun is on that track. Then I hit y'all with some Scream and Shout, Will I Am featuring Britney Spears. Big shout out to Britney Spears. Love the video, love the song. Then I hit y'all with some King David, With a Love. Big shout out to King David. Big shout out to Lord Style Entertainment. Big shout out to Alabama. Then I came back with some Jamisha Trice. On Loud. Make sure y'all check her out on Reverb Nation. That's Jamisha Trice, JameishaTrice. Make sure y'all check out my queen, Jamisha Trice, and she got that joint On Loud. She was actually featured on the Indie Spotlight on Phenomenal Radio as well. Then I had some Money Mo, Drink to It. Big shout out to Money Mo. Big shout out to Southside Jamaica Queens. Big shout out to Five Alive, can't forget you, Five Alive. Big shout out to you. Then I hit you guys with Big Rings, of course. That's with Buzz Calhoun. featuring Split Star and featuring Busta Rhymes. And then we came back with some J Real the Realist featuring Wrong with the Insomnia. That was definitely a hot track. Y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. And if you want to listen to that mix and download it and network with the artist that was on there, just hit, let's go to my Spreaker. Go to www.spreaker.com/Frontline Fridays. So that's www.spreaker.com/Frontline Fridays to check out that mix. I'm going to get into this Educate and Regulate session, but before I do that, I want to get some feedback on that mix. I'm going to go to J. Real the Realist. My king is up in here. J. Real, what's going on, baby?
How you doing, queen? Evening. Evening. Hello?
How you like that mix?
Oh, yeah, you know, I was feeling that. I was feeling that from front to back. From front to back. I'm definitely finna go download my copy as soon as... And then, you know, I heard a bar out of all of that because, you know, good music like that, it might as well just be all one song. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I know it's individual songs, but it's all good music. And I flipped out when I heard Buster because I ain't heard no new Buster in a minute. And I think it was King who, he said the bar about the Chinese got their hair and the nails.
Oh yeah, that's King.
He said they cooking rice and we cooking dope and going to jail. And I had to. I'm like, okay, it's stuff just got serious. But it was a beautiful mix, and I enjoyed every artist on there. And I'm definitely finna check out everybody and try and network or whatnot.
I appreciate that. I like the verse from Bugs Calhoun when he came on and he said, "I want to be connected to you like a Bluetooth."
Yeah.
I want a girl's love that's like sweet. Like sweet. I like that. It's just the little things that matter. Buzz, you with us, baby?
I'm with you. I'm with you, girlfriend. What's up?
How you like that mix right there?
That mix was beautiful.
That's definitely what's up. Let's go ahead and get into this Educate and Regulate. This is a segment that we do on the show called the Educate and Regulate Session, and this is where we talk about topics that's going on all around the world and things that affect us as people. We definitely got to continue to educate our people and make sure we step our games up. So, F. Kali, come on here with that drop, and let's educate and regulate them. Let's go.
Time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, Queen, gon' do some bumps. Hey, Queen, gon' do some bumps. Hey, Queen, what you do some bumps? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, Queen, gon' do some bumps. Hey, Queen, gon' do some bumps. Hey, Queen, what you do some bumps? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Big shout out to you, F. Kali, for making a hot drop. Let's educate and regulate. I want to talk about leptospirosis. That's leptospirosis. A couple of Sundays ago, a family brought with them a few drink in tins or a few cup cans of soda. However, on Monday, two family members who joined the picnic were admitted to the hospital and placed in intensive care unit space. One died on Wednesday. The autopsy results concluded it hit leptospirosis. The bacteria known as leptospirosis is stuck to the tin cans and were drunk without the use of glasses, cups, or sip straws. Test results shows that the soda tin was infected from mice urine and that had dried. The mice urine contained leptospirosis. It is highly recommended to rinse the parts evenly on all soda cans before drinking it. Cans are usually stored in warehouses and delivered directly to retail stores without cleaning. A study shows that the top of all beverage cans are more contaminated than public toilets full of germs and bacteria. So clean it with water before putting it into your mouth in order to avoid contamination. There's another story here that goes to say this incident happened in North Texas. A woman was boating on Sunday, taking with her same cans of Coke, which she put in the refrigerator on the boat. On Monday, she was taken to the hospital and placed in an intensive care unit. She died on Wednesday. The autopsy concluded she died from leptospirosis. This is that was traced to the can of Coke she drank from, not using the glass. Test shows that the can was infected by dried rat urine and hence disease leptospirosis. Rat urine contains toxic and deadly substances. It is highly recommended to thoroughly wash the upper part of soda cans before drinking out of them. The cans are typically stored in warehouses and transported straight to the shops without being cleaned. A study at the NYCU showed that the tops of soda cans are more contaminated in public restaurants, public toilets, full of germs and bacteria. So wash them with water before putting them to the mouth and to avoid any kind of fatal contact. So Diva Ebony B wanted to educate you guys on leptospirosis and getting these cans, because we go into our poppy stores, we get our soda cans with our poppy sandwiches. We love to drink soda, and you can actually die within a couple of days. So that's our Educate and Regulate session. If you want to give your feedback, call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, queen, won't you teach some? On the front line, Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, queen, gon' teach some. Queen gon' teach some. Hey queen, what you teach some? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Yeah. Really King, you got some feedback you want to give on this thing?
Wow, I'm tripping off the situation. I mean, I understand it. It makes sense. I don't understand why something isn't implanted within maybe not the factory stage, but the storage stage. You know, while it's in the factory, they should have something where people should be at least cleaning, you know, or making sure that, you know, these things are being inspected. I mean, I would figure that the food and...
I definitely believe they come clean from the manufacturer, but once they go to these other warehouses and being stored, and, you know, warehouses are in big fields and whatnot, of course, we know rats are in big fields, so...
Of course.
I don't necessarily think it comes from the company itself, but the delivery process to get to us.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And I'm not saying that because I mean I'm pretty sure nobody means for anybody for this to happen to anybody at any level of the stage of transport or any of that, but it should be more enforced that these things are inspected. That's how I feel. And what else? You know, what else is being stored at these type of facilities and that we're also eating from, you know, and how safe are they? So it raises a lot of questions, not just about sodas. You know, you be careful with sodas, but now you're going to start looking at other things, too. I think
my grape soda ain't going to be the same now. My grape soda ain't going to be the same with my poppy sandwich. Let's bring in
some
Bugs.
People
and
just,
we've got to comment on this. Bugs, you want to comment on this, King?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Not really. I don't know too much about it too much. I don't know too much about it, so I'm not going to comment.
Okay, that's cool. I really believe, like, with the cans and with the products and everything that's coming over here, I'm kind of like a germaphobe because I work with the public, so I keep hand sanitizer on me. Even after I'm making transactions and stuff, I have to, like, clean my hands because being that, you know, I went to school and now I'm still in school for my LPN, you can have up to 16 germs on your hand at one time. Did y'all know that? Just coming from the bathroom.
You know what?
No, I didn't know that.
I heard that your toothbrush could have more germs than a toilet bowl.
True.
Wow.
That, and now that's a scary thought.
You're using this thing every day.
You understand? I don't need your toothbrush. Some people check every day and have more germs than a toilet bowl. So, you know, it's just crazy.
Make you think before you brush your teeth again.
Yeah.
I'm like,
just buy one for every day of the week.
Make you think, like, whoa.
We gotta be very cautious, people. We are delicate creatures, you know, and our children are delicate creatures, and we need to really pay attention of what we're putting into our bodies, and especially with the immunization shots, too. I am a, you know, believer of immunizations, but some immunizations I really don't believe that's necessarily, you know, let's try to natural remedy of things. And of course, we know that, you know, everybody is saying, oh, you just go organic and get natural foods, but our water is contaminated and our grounds are contaminated too. But we just got to, you know, make sure we're making the right decisions to protect our families and ourselves. So, guys, please be very careful, you know, with your toothbrush and also.
Absolutely.
With your soda cans, be very careful, you guys, because, you know, it will be a bad situation. You end up in intensive care and you die behind a great soda, a Coca-Cola,
man,
a Dr. Pepper, a root beer. How did he die? Oh, he drank some root beer. That's messed up, Diva. That's not cool. But I just wanted to reveal that to you guys. We coming to the end of the show, you guys. I want to just give a big shout-out to everybody that tuned in. I want to give a big shout-out to my special guest tonight, Buzz Calhoun, coming through. Big shout-out to Paper Rock Records and everybody doing their thing over there. Big shout-out to Phenomenal Radio, Future Groove 100, J. Real, The Realists, and all the independent artists who are on the front line, on the spot, on the ground with Diva Ebony B. Y'all make sure y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. I'm out of here, y'all.